Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Pantarasa Folding Table Talk. This is Poi. Where's Mac? He left already? It's a tech subject. He already left. Okay.
Gone.
He's gone. And this is tacked down here.
Somewhere over here.
Yes. So Tack will be running our show. He's our showrunner for today. This is episode 79, and our topic is going to be, what is your budget build? We have two guests today. We got Logan over here. I believe it's, Racer 0246 in the Discord, and as well as Light Metro. Sorry, I keep calling it Metro Light because of the game. I'm really sorry.
That's where it came from. It's okay.
All right. So there's our two guests, and I will let Tack take it away because you are the showrunner for today's show. Take it away, Tack.
Okay, well, hey guys, welcome to the podcast, episode 79. We're going to be here just talking about Airsoft budget builds, but before we get into that, we're going to just be introducing our guests. So I would like to start off with Logan. Could you just introduce yourselves to the community, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so hey guys, I'm Logan. I'm an extremely experienced Airsoft player with a whopping total of 3 games being played. 3 days. So as you can tell, I'm a complete professional and know everything I'm talking about. I just got into it, having a ton of fun so far, and I'll just give my limited knowledge on budget builds. I just put kind of my first kit together. So, yeah.
Okay, well, that's great to have the perspective of someone new, you know, getting in and everything like that. Obviously, there's probably not going to be a lot of questioning going into Airsoft specifically for you, but I guess we'll just end off with, so far, with you getting into it and whatnot. I'm going to ask a couple questions here, but sure. What kind of got you into Airsoft?
Well, I've had it, well, it's my dad's Airsoft gun, probably had it for 4 years. We had a bit of a crow problem at our house, and we determined that was the best way to fix it. And we haven't seen a crow in a very long time in our backyard, so it worked. Played Airsoft years ago at a friend's birthday party with rental guns and stuff. Thought that was pretty fun. And
at Panther, forgot about it.
At Panther, yeah. We're actually playing back at Dunes.
Okay. So you
F,
got to
F for Dunes, guys. F for Dunes.
Rest in peace. That was fun.
For everyone who got to enjoy that field, it had its problems, but it was great.
Oh, hey, welcome back, Mac.
Yeah. Sorry. I got to hear that.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back.
Yeah, but I just decided might as well try out some Airsoft. Just went with a hoodie, my gun, and that was about it. And then decided, okay, that was pretty awesome. Went to the Airsoft store the next day and ended up with a pretty empty bank account. So that's my story.
Awesome. That I love it. You're just going with the Airsoft story right here. You follow every Airsoft step.
Yeah,
One of us. Okay. All right. Yeah. So then with that being said, for you, is Airsoft a hobby or a sport?
I think for me, it's kind of depends how you play it. For me, it's a hobby, number one, because I'm not good enough to call it a sport for me, because I'm just doing it for fun. But I think I know this is a sensitive topic, but I think Speedsoft is a sport.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a lot more competitive, where I think Airsoft is more having fun and having the experiences with friends. So I think it's kind of how you play it, but for me, it's a hobby.
Okay, well then, no shame in that. Well, thanks for doing that, and thanks for introducing yourself, Logan.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Light Metro, moving on to you. Introduce yourself to the community, and just give a little bit of an introduction to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, my real name's Will. I started playing back in, like, April 2019, so almost 3 years, I think. Yeah, 2022.
Yep. Oh yeah, I remember,
Yeah, no, it's been, it does not feel like that long, but I've just
time flies, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just been kind of playing on and off depending on like when I get out.
Exactly.
I'm coming this weekend, but, I kind of got started because, we went for Airsoft for my birthday, like a week after, because I really had been wanting to get into it for years because of like, I guess kind of like games like Call of Duty and Battlefield kind of got like, oh, what would it be like doing this in real life, but you're not getting the PTSD and the, you know, all the bad stuff. You're just kind of running around with toy guns in real life. Mm-hmm. And then, so I went, played, I had like a rental gun and a, like an old surplus vest that I had for like a Halloween costume. Mm-hmm. And I played that day. And then after the day was done, I went to a store and bought a gun and got some debt on me.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, do you still have that gun?
I do. It's my loaner now.
Okay. No, all right.
That's smart. Man. That's smart. But yeah.
You always want to have a loaner.
Yep. There you go. Exactly.
Backup loaner, whatever you want to call it. It's always the first gun.
Yeah. Okay. No, yep. It's got to be.
Okay. So with the gaming aspect of it and having that sort of attracted you to it and stuff like that, do you feel that Airsoft sort of hits that need of sort of like the game modes that they have, or do you think there are sort of like improvements that Airsoft games could make sort of to sort of like attract more of those kinds of players who play those kinds of games?
I don't know. I just think that kind of like almost like, you know, shooter games in real life is enough to do it already.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously can't make it. I don't really think there's much more that it can go towards that.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have an attack helicopter come down and rain fire on everybody.
Yet.
And we're going to mill some.
Yeah, who said we can't?
Yeah. Okay. Can we throw a yet there?
We could probably get Adam Savage to bolt a gun to an Apache or something.
Or something. Those,
like, some civilian helicopter coming in. Like,
that'd be great.
I think also there's like the Milsim aspect of it too, sort of brings in a lot of like other players, like the Arma and squad side, which definitely was towards the later points. I think around 2019 I started playing squad, and that was another thing that kind of got me into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still kind of like I haven't been to Milsim West, but I haven't been planning on it because I do want to have that kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that like that kind of Milsim experience helps a lot with that too, to bring in just like, it's almost like an amalgamation of niche communities coming together to form a slightly bigger niche community.
100%. Yeah,
totally.
I agree.
Well, seeing as you played squad, I'll just give you a little heads up. It's like getting left alone in Yeho and having to walk to the next point. I'll tell you that.
But, yeah, well, yeah. People who don't realize like the one that's closest to us, because like, I mean, if that's the one that you're thinking of, the Centerville one, because that's just a lot of the ones that the pictures and, you know, just the groups that are from here have been to, like ourselves and stuff. It's 3,300 acres, boys.
Oh yeah, I've got
3,300.
I've got a lot of exercise to do before I get to
You lose weight in those 3 days, like you know?
You do, just from sweat alone.
Yeah. the amount of rucking you have to do, like holy crap.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Something just happened on my computer.
Oh no.
Why is it
we gotta get it, boy. We're gonna, I'll invest with you, we'll get a TikTok soundboard.
Just looked like my headset just started wanting to cut out for some reason. It just started thumping really, really loud. Okay, all right, so before we get loose track here, okay, Will, Airsoft, is it a hobby or a sport to you?
I kind of got to agree with Logan. It is kind of depends on what you're doing. For me, and I think a lot of people, it is a hobby until you get in that sort of like the more competitive side of things like the B2B tournaments, where not only is it more competitive, but you do have things like little prize pools as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of a gray area. It really depends on how you're doing what you're doing.
Okay. All right. Okay. So then for all our listeners and our guests out there, over the last few podcasts, we've mentioned it a few times, some ideas behind budget purchases and whatnot. So we're just going to get into the meat of the topic here, okay, guys? So some of the things that we've talked about have been hop-up bucking, motors, and better batteries. There's obviously a lot more that can be said and can and will be said, but these are some of the items that have been mentioned. So over the course of this podcast, we're going to be discussing these choices and more with our guests from the community, Logan and Will. And with that being said, we're going to start moving on into these questions. So I'm going to throw this to you, Logan. do you even buy parts, or do you just go straight for the budget gun? Like, now that, you know, you being from the perspective of a new player and whatnot, are you more keen to sort of just buy another gun, or are you going to try and mingle with one of the three that you got?
Yeah, so I got the gun I actually have. I absolutely love it. It's a G&G MP5A3. Mm-hmm. So I think it was $600 new when my dad got it. So it's a really nice gun. I love it. I was actually having a pretty long conversation with Thrasher from Discord. He's been super, super helpful, just helping me out with kind of everything, because again, I have no clue what I'm doing. I don't really know if I want to upgrade it or get something like an M4 that just has some more
versatility.
Range. Exactly. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. Because obviously MP5 is going to be way better for CQB, but the only real CQB at the field is City. So
I think the only issue that you're going to find with yourself is mag capacity.
Yeah, well, I just got 4 mid caps replace my single high cap. Yeah.
So how much is one mid cap? That's what, 90 rounds?
It's 100, 100 or 110.
Okay, so not bad. Not bad.
Still compete. You can still compete.
With the new M4 mags that are out there, and I don't know, like, I know some people in the community have them. I had a friend last weekend point them out to me, and she was rocking 4 of them. So that's 250 rounds per mid cap. That's like,
jeez,
what? That's... that big bag of BBs ain't so big anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
How to go through your entire kilo of BBs in
that's
one
ridiculous
game.
Oh my god, man. Especially if you're running anything above like 2.5s. So if you're running 3s or 3.2s or, oh my god, 3.6s if you're really that mean, like
you're gonna lose a lot of weight.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So then, okay, Will, do you even buy parts, or do you go straight for a gun? Like, so, like, for yourself, right? You said that you have your loaner and everything like that. Do you plan on upgrading it or doing anything to it or whatnot, or are you just gonna keep it as is?
Well, I have upgraded it a little bit. I haven't done a lot on the internals because they're kind of all right. I have a G&G combat machine, the version 2.
Mm-hmm.
And basically all I've really done to it internally is I switched out the mini to mini connectors for Deans because of like the low resistance. And also I find them just easier to unplug. I hate mini to minis for unplugging them so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to do that too.
Misalignments on those are always hilarious.
Yeah.
I just can't stand the, like, the little latch you have to press down and lift up. Like,
and
why?
Sometimes they don't line up when you're trying to connect them. You're like, okay, spin it.
They're terrible.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And after a while, they just start popping out and everything like that. Yeah. No good.
I can't go back to mini to me at all.
Okay. All right.
Other than that, it's pretty stock. In my newer guns, I do buy more parts, like barrels and hop-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it wasn't as good of a hop-up in the Combat Machine Gen 2, I probably would have, like, flat-hopped it or something, because I did that for my other G&G gun. But it's honestly, like, the Combat Machine has no problem really hopping, like, 2.8s and even, like, kind of 3s to, like, that's kind of the end part. It's really pretty good at that with the hop-up it's got, so... if it ain't broke, I'm not really going to fix it there for that one because I'm not really even actively using it.
Okay. All right. So, let's see here. I'm going to throw this to you, Logan. What does budget mean to you? Everyone has a different financial situation. So when I talk to, let's for example, Mac over there, right? I'm going to ask him for, you know, give me a budget gun. He's going to throw me some tricked out Wii or something like that. So let's ignore him for the conversation here.
All right. So I'm 16, so I'm still living at home, obviously. Mm-hmm. I got a part-time job. And as I said, after my first round, I said, you know what? I don't need money and time to go to the store. I had.
Hey, it's always good to have that little barrier, you know, in the background. It's like, you know what? I could irresponsibly spend this money and I'll be okay.
To be a teenager again.
I wish I could go back. It's great.
I had, I believe, $480 in my bank account, and that My budget was $479, so
I need that $1.50 to get home.
Yeah, I had obviously I had my dad's gun, so I didn't need to worry about the gun. So went to the store. I got boots, BDUs, a vest from Amazon, helmet, goggles, mask, gloves. I think that's it. Just kind of the essentials.
Setup,
and
pretty much.
Like again, nothing crazy expensive, but like it works for me. Like I'm sure it's a $40 rig, chest rig from Amazon.
It works. It's airsoft. Like you know, don't ever. If I'm sorry if I've ever come off like that too, just because of how much I spend money on ridiculous amounts of stupid gear that I don't like. I'm looking at my Cry Play Carrier right now. Like, why? Why?
It's
did
all right.
I...
It's all right for
doesn't
everyone.
Doesn't bring you any benefit. It looks cool.
It looks great.
For anyone who pays attention in the community and who digs through Pat's photos, you may or may not find old photos of Makoto and what he looked like at the very beginning stages of Airsoft to what he is now. So I would advise everyone who's just starting out in Airsoft to take a picture of yourself now and later, because you're actually going to see a pretty big progression. It's very rare that you see someone who is the same.
Yep. Actually, I could show that right now. That'd be funny.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree with the photos that Pat sort of goes in and takes pictures of the community. I mean, like that's some labor of love right there for going through and taking and archiving a lot of these photos. Right, it's great to see photos from like you know 5 years ago, 6 years ago, you know 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and be like, wow, that was me back then.
Yeah,
man, I wish I had more money.
Yeah, it's like, where'd all the money go?
I also have to throw out, unless you are 16 and don't have anything to pay for, I do not recommend spending your entire checking account strongly. The banks don't like that.
Okay, all right.
Are you sure, in our other
podcast episode, guys, spend responsibly.
Especially for someone that's underage, like, you know, like, you should be going through your parent, right?
What
did your parents say? Like, your father obviously has something to do with you getting into airsoft. So
yeah, my dad.
When you came home with all the stuff, he was just all like, "Oh man!" Like,
was he proud of you? Was he like, "Oh no, here we go"?
It was a mix. I think he saw that I really enjoyed it, so he was happy for me.
He's like, I know how deep this rabbit hole goes.
It was my mom. My mom was the issue. Quote, I tried to keep you away from guns for so long. It's come till here.
Yeah. It's like, don't worry. They're just toys. Yeah. Exactly.
They're just toys. Don't worry.
She doesn't see it like that.
Well, okay. All right, then. So, Will.
Yeah.
What does a budget gun or build mean to you?
Probably spending as least amount of money as possible.
Okay. All right.
Like when I started out, I had, like I said, kind of a bunch of gear that I had from like a soldier costume I did for Halloween.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So like I had like the vest already. I had like these jungle boots, which, by the way, don't buy jungle boots. They suck.
Yes.
You'll break your ankle. Don't do that.
Okay, you'll pull a poi. Okay,
yep, I agree with that statement. I agree with that statement. That's why
poi's ankles.
That's why I almost bought jungle boots. That budget loadout number two that we did. My statement went from buy used boots to like buy hiking boots, proper support, proper everything. Because Elliot made a statement before. He's like, no, you don't want kids to start off with used stuff. You want them to start off with proper gear. And I agree. Jungle boots, they're great, but get them new and fitted to your feet, not like used.
Mine were new. I still don't recommend it. Fuck
them. Okay.
Whoever made jungle boots should be court-martialed.
Oh, Michael's already in the chat. Oh no.
Okay. Well, it's good that you have parameters and everything like that for the budget options like that. So it's like spending the least amount. So. Okay. All right. So when you were having to choose your your first gun, obviously everyone's first gun is usually they're going to be a budget gun because it's, in my opinion anyway, looking at our community and everything like that, you don't see everyone always splurging on the first one. Everyone always feels like they're splurging, but trust me, I know people who splurge. Okay. And I get it. It's everyone's first big purchase. and getting into it and everything like that. So like, what made you choose the one that you chose? Just because there are so many different brands out there. What made you choose that one?
I kind of did like some research onto it, and my kind of goal was to spend as least amount of money as possible without sacrificing like too much quality so that I'm not buying another one. And I kind of found that like the G&G Combat Machine 2, it's not the best, but it works. Mm-hmm. It's okay. And hey, it'll inspire me to get something, you know, better down the line when I can afford it, sort of thing.
Okay.
That's kind of my, I don't think you, unless you have like the disposable income, you shouldn't buy something to have it permanently. Well, have it permanently, but like, don't buy it to be your sole thing for the rest of time, because
yeah,
a lot of us kind of don't want that. We kind of do want better stuff down the line. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the theme is just, if it works, it works.
If it works, it works. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's definitely great attitudes to have and everything like that. Okay. So, Logan, I know you were talking about like some of the reasons why you went with the MP5 and everything like that, but
yeah,
could you sort of like give us a little more on like your sort of like sort of research points and whatnot? Like why did you choose that one over?
Well, the thing is, because it was my dad who got it. Oh, so yeah, he just walked into the store, said, "I need an airsoft gun." I was with him. I didn't
that
know anything
looks
about
cool.
Guns. He didn't know anything about guns. He pointed to the wall. I like that one. Okay, $600. All right, see ya. That
man must have watched Die Hard.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I'm like,
I was gonna be like, yeah, there's a Christmas movie with this.
Yes, yeah. So there was zero research. He might have done some beforehand. Okay. I really don't know,
you know what? That falls into one of the main things about airsoft, which is it's 90% looks, and so he went with the 90% right there. So don't worry, you're making
if it
up
looks
for the
cool. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. That's what matters.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's really cool. Okay. So, let's see here. Okay, Will, I'm going to throw this at to you. It's going to be another question about just picking and choosing. Are the options available to the public that are budget options to you guys just sales gimmicks, or are they actual budget options? Because you I know that like you said, you were going through and you were picking, and then you chose the G&G Combat Machine. Did you feel that like after purchasing it, right? Like, did you honestly feel that you got your sort of money's worth budget wise, or did you feel like, I fell for, you know, some sales gimmicks and whatnot?
I mean, I felt pretty good about it. Mm. It was sort of like, it worked. It didn't break. I've never really had a problem with it. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much all I can ask for from like something starting out. It didn't really shoot as far as I wanted or as accurately as I wanted, but that will either A, inspire you to get something better, or B, inspire you to like do a little bit of tech work on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gain that sort of skill.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I felt like I was pretty, I got pretty, you know, good value out of mine.
Okay. All right. Logan, I know your dad went in and just got that and whatnot, yeah. But let's say just from your own opinion, you know, doing the research that you have or things that you have seen with airsoft, do you feel that a lot of the options that are out there are just sales gimmicks, or are they actually something that's budget friendly?
Going back to if it works, it works. My friend has a combat machine. I tried it out the field. It shot forward. That's pretty much it. As long as it does that, it's good.
That's what you need. Yeah.
Okay, so input ammunition, outcomes fun. You know, that's
yes, perfect, exactly. You know? Exactly. That's so all you need.
No jams. Right,
in fun, out fun.
Yeah. No jams, fun. Exactly.
I mean, if you're on a budget for a gun,
mm-hmm.
If it works, obviously, if it is a scam, it's a $100 gun, mm-hmm. they're selling it for $500. Yeah, that's an issue. But if you do your research, like from what I understand, G&G's a pretty reputable company, right? Mm-hmm. If you buy a combat machine, sure, it's not the greatest M4 in the world, and it's mm-hmm. you're not going to be shooting 500 yards at, well, not with any airsoft gun, but you know what I'm saying. Like, it's not the best in the world, but it works and it's cheap.
Okay. All right. So so spending the money, you're going to get the fun out of it and everything like that.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So, you get what you pay for.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So, I'm going to throw this one to you, Will. If you were to design a budget build for a first time player with the experience that you have now, what would it be?
I'd still probably get the combat machine too. Mm-hmm. Or okay. Yeah, because you know it's dirt cheap. It was like I think I got mine for like $230. Mm-hmm. It's a real right down there without like in the crap territory. I would definitely swap out the Mini Tamiya for Dean's. That really doesn't cost a lot, and chances are you can find a friend who can solder it for you for no extra money. Okay.
there you go.
Maybe put on a red dot if you like that, because I mean they're kind of easy to aim with, but that's really kind of secondary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't need any kind of like lights or grips or anything like that. I think, like I said, the pop up on the combat machine too is pretty good already. You can flat hop that, but you really don't need to unless you want to like run something heavier than like a 2.8 or a 3.
Okay.
Or like get that just a little bit extra out of it, because like I said, it's a budget build.
Okay.
This is your first stepping stone.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right, then Logan. Yeah. I know you don't have very many games in, but if you were to design a budget build for a first time player, what would it be?
I think the consensus here is pretty clear. Combat machine for the gun. It works. Mm-hmm. It's cheap. Mm-hmm. Gear-wise, probably just the bare minimums. Goggles, obviously, the most important. Mm-hmm. Probably a face mask, because no one likes that. Boots, and not even really a plate carrier, unless you have extra mags. Like, it's just kind of, you don't need much to start, which is great. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, you could probably get everything for
cargo 400 pants, total. Pockets.
Pants, jacket.
Exactly. Hey, shove that high cap down the back pocket. Exactly. I mean, you know, I see barrel bags back there anyway. You know, okay. You're gonna lose them anyway. Why not? Right. Right.
Exactly.
Filling up the bag into the magazine.
There you go.
Yeah. Before I got my mid caps, I had one high cap, and my first game, I was literally pouring BBs from the bag into the high cap.
Yep.
Behind the wall.
Nothing wrong with that. BBs nothing wrong.
100% wrong with that. This way, I gotta reload.
Been there. Been there, man.
Yeah,
it's intense. It's intense. You got to get those BBs in there, man. You got to get that gun back up. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to throw a little curveball here. Poi, I'm going to ask you this question just because you're a man of many talents, a man who is a collector, a man of many guns in a sea can.
Yes. Many guns in a sea can. Yes.
Are the options that are available to the public that, you know, are considered budget guns, actual budget guns, or are they sales gimmicks?
I know GNG and Vulcan has been aiming marketing wise for budget, whether it is budget or not. You know, it depends on the eye of the user.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that Vulcan has gone to the route of, you know, lowest bidder of everything. A lot of people do like it, but you know, it's not the greatest, because you know, as reviewers go through it, like, you know, they're just going to be like, yeah, no, it's trash. And I'm like, okay, cool, it's trash for you guys, but for, you know, someone who's starting, you know, can we just simplify it to like why, like why they want to use it? And you know, the price speaks for itself. You know, if when someone says budget, I'm looking at price right away. I'm not looking for quality. I'm not looking for you know, build or anything. Right. Mm-hmm. You're looking at it, and then you go, okay, cool, like, it's cheap, it fires, you know, just like what you guys are saying, it fires, it does everything it needs to do to play airsoft, right? For the kids, you know, we're not technical, that's no problem, right? Just like renters, right? They don't know anything better. They'll go out there, shoot, play, right, and have fun. This last weekend, I was hanging out with a bunch of renters. You know, they didn't know what they were doing, but they were having a blast. They had no idea what the gun was. They have no idea how expensive or how cheap it was, or, you know. And yeah, they just went out there, have fun. And that's ultimately the goal of budget, is make sure you know, you could get the basics to have fun. Then you start upgrading later on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could say things like, oh, budget sniper rifle. Ooh, budget, you know, machine gun. I don't even know. A budget machine gun, honestly. Like, if you're spending a minimum of 800, I don't know if that's budget or not. But
not anymore. Anything above 500, yeah, is your light
classification. But I mean, I do. I guess this is going with my gas blowback background. There is a certain gas blowback that are budget, and I'm using it. Max using it. Right. That's right. Even though we're still looking at like $500 right off the bat, right? Plus the magazines. right? Considerably.
Don't get started. Don't get started.
I know. All I'm saying is, yeah, you know, to the eye of the beholder, like, yes, it's budget, but for me, I also look at it as like, yes, but I've been using this, you know, I've been using this for such a long time that I know the ins and outs of it. For me, when I look at budget gas blowbacks, I'll literally go, oh, that's broken. That's literally budget for me. If I could fix it for a budget price, you know, it just needs like a new, like, you know, I'll have parts for it, right? It might need a new, like, cylinder or not cylinder. It might need a new nozzle. It might need a new spring. It might need this and that. But
new
for me,
buffer plunger and stuff like that.
Yeah. So for me, that is, I consider that budget because you're basically going into the next step, which is basically project gun. And right. I have many of those, unfortunately. Right. So you look at it, you'd be like, okay, I could buy this gun for this much. I know how much the parts cost, you know, this, and this. Mm-hmm. Right. And then if I could get it working, that's literally like I save, like, instead of buying a $400, like, or $450, you know, airsoft gun, I bought it for like something like I'll be like, yeah, it's broken. I bought it for $200 and then the parts, $150. Right. There's my budget right there. Right. Mm-hmm. It's all in what you think is a budget is. It doesn't. I wouldn't say it classifies budget when, you know, like.
I think what you're trying to say is that every category of thing has its budget class, right? Yes. Like, because like you said, eventually you're going to get up, you know, spending a lot of money. Like, you know, a good example would be like plane tickets, right? Economy, still $600 to $700, but you know what? That's budget.
That's budget. Right? Apparently, yeah.
Exactly. So
there is no set price. Like, okay. When you're saying budget, I'm just saying there is no set price. It is what you set the price to be budget, is what I'm saying, right? If you're sticking with the $400 budget, try and squeeze through. That's why we had that segment on budget loadout, or, you know, beginner loadouts, right? We had different budgets, right? So there you go.
Well, and for all our listeners out there, that's a great lesson for patients, because there are many a time that I have met kids just new players who are wanting to get into this, who are saying it's like, oh, I really want to get this. And I just telling them, it's just like, you know what, maybe wait 2 more months, you know, rent a couple more times, you know, get the feel for it, put a little more money away for that one gun that you want, that increase that budget, you know, so that you can have a wider opportunity of choices that you want, instead of just having to pick from the sub $200 category. But at the same time, if you want to get out there and have fun, there's nothing wrong with getting the $200 guns, right? Just because, hey, trust me, I've seen it. You know, you can really sour someone's day when you kick their butt with a $200 gun. I'll tell you that.
I have a whole 20 hours of patience before I splurged.
Well, don't worry. Okay, so moving down the line, guys, I know this has been answered a little bit before, right? And I'm going to reiterate this again. Logan, can players be happy with just a budget gun, or does everyone have to peak airsoft at some point in time?
I guarantee you, if I had a $2,000 gun and any of you guys had a combat machine, you would destroy me.
Nope.
Easy peasy. It's skill over equipment. Obviously, better equipment will mean it's easier. But if you know how to play, you can make do with anything. That's my opinion.
It's debatable at best, honestly. Because
sure.
There's a certain point where you end up like spending so much money that it's just not fair. But you know what?
That is true.
There are
that
very rare amount of people like that, and luckily they're not out every weekend.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, but okay. I think if you, like, if you genuinely enjoy it and you're not playing it as a super competitive sport, you're just there to have fun, I think you can have fun with any gun. Again, as long as it shoots out little white pellets, you're good to go.
Okay. All right. Will, on to you. Can players be happy with just a budget gun, or does everyone have to peak airsoft at some point? Have you peaked airsoft yet? Or are you wanting to peak airsoft at some point?
Are you holding back? Tell us the truth. Tell us now.
You'll have to excuse me. I don't. I haven't heard the term peak airsoft before. Can you get a definition on that?
Oh, don't worry then. You're not there yet.
Peaking airsoft means that, you know, you're bored of one thing, you move on to another, and then you're like that one, and then you go to another.
You're like seeking the best of the best, right?
You're like owning a C-can with multiple guns.
Like, oh wow, I have one. I might as have two.
And oh, wait.
And then all of a sudden, so some people go different ways, right? So like for Poi, he was collecting guns. For me, I don't know, Tack, we have like 20 something guns or something like that. So I'm okay, right?
We're getting to see Ken level.
Maybe, but I need somewhere to store all my gear. I just keep buying all this stuff that I'm like, you know what? I'd look so good in this. And all of a sudden I'm like, wow, that's a lot of stuff in the corner.
Gun,
you know? Yeah,
mine's dumped in the corner of the closet.
Exactly. Everyone's
I think everybody is.
Everyone's got different definitions and different classifications on it, but it's basically kind of like the same thing. It's kind of like exceeding what maybe some people might perceive in the normal parameters, you know? Like,
okay, but yeah, no, you've mentioned a couple times, Will, you know, that you're happy with just it working and whatnot, but do you believe like you're at the average player base can be happy with just a budget gun, or do you feel like they end up falling prey to that, I need to get a GBLS, I need to get the next best thing, I need to have a machine gun in city and get banned from Panther?
I mean, you know, with everything, it depends. My brother, he's been playing almost as long as me, and he's still rocking the combat machine. He's still rocking like a basic Condor plate carrier and everything. He doesn't really spend a lot of money. I think his most expensive thing was his like pistol that he bought. So
perfect.
Some people, yeah. Other people, it really, you know, it's it really depends person to person. Even I can like, I'm starting to honestly feel a little bit of that tug of like, you want to do something different, you want to. You know, hey, maybe try something a little more unique. Hey, maybe make that Metro 2033 loadout you want
Ooh, yeah.
Don't tease me with that. You better okay, because that would be cool.
I've been staring at GHK guns for so long, to the point where they've totally dropped in quality, and now I'm not even sure. It really depends on person to person.
GHK, great. MWS. It's such a competition right now. This is where you got to laser focus and figure out like what you want to do.
Now it gets down to the details that are on the actual platform,
especially if you go there, and definitely check out that podcast, because I feel like we had a definitive answer. It was reliability. You go with TM if you want like kind of like bang for the buck, you know, but it's like you go for that GHK kind of BFC mix with the newer models that are coming out. But then again, you have the risks with those ones too.
Newer system versus something that's proven, it's been
tried and true. Exactly. Yeah.
It's a hard decision. If that's someone, you know, that's something that you would have to make your own mind up, because a lot of people have different opinions and you gotta sort through all the BS and all that fun jazz just for you to make up your own mind. No one can tell you, you know, what is good or not. It's basically up to you, and that's what I was saying, like, you know, budget, that's up to you to decide what your budget is.
Okay, so back to you, Will. What brands do you consider budget, and does every brand have a budget platform?
I don't know if every brand would have a budget platform. I haven't seen one that I would consider that from GHK yet. I really wish But two that come to mind for me for good budget are definitely G&G and SEMA. I've seen a lot of people rocking like SEMA AKs, and it works well. Yep. Especially you get like one of those like Chicom rigs to go with it. That's like sub $20.
Exactly. Yep. It's literally, I think,
the
like
Uber weekend dollars.
It's the spirit of guerrilla warfare, right?
Yeah,
you've seen it in the pictures of Ukraine. Okay, like
we've seen it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Well, those are two very, you know, familiar brands that do offer very, very budget-friendly platforms. So that awesome. Okay. All right, Logan, how about you? What brands do you consider budget? What brands are you looking at right now for your next gun? Because we know you're going to be getting more.
What are you saving? Let's not kid ourselves. What are you saving up for?
Obviously, being new to Airsoft, don't know everything brand wise, but when you say budget, the first things that come to mind are SEMA, G&G, Lancer. Those are just the three that pop into mind.
Lancer's a good one.
Honestly, I just can't really comment just because I just don't know more about.
Got to do more research. That's totally not a problem. But the fact that you do have a little bit of knowledge on some of the brands is good.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're able to figure out sort of what your next gun is, and then you know.
Yeah. I was actually talking to Mac. I think I mentioned for first time asking for a Glock 17 or a 19X just as a sidearm, because obviously Glock is
walking down the path of a secondary. Yes.
Yes, he is. Yeah. He's got the one and he was asking me about it. And we went into like full detail on it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you again, Mac. That was super.
Dude, you had some really good questions. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, like a lot of people kind of like forget to do. And it was great, you know. So, I'm glad that you had, you got the answers that you were looking for. So.
Totally, another curveball throwing 1-2 punch back at you, Mackie. Brands do you consider budget, and does every brand have a budget platform?
So I guess it'll definitely depend on every player's kind of like, you know, age range and or, you know, just background into it and how they're coming at it. So from life, work, age, everyone's different. So myself as an adult, you know, with my job, you know, and my current living situation and everything like that, you know, I definitely see some guns as definitely expensive. And then I definitely see a lot of guns as more affordable and everything like that. So definitely a lot of the brands that the boys said there, they're definitely going to have more budget-friendly options, right? And one of my favorites to talk about is honestly G&G, just because like TAC, you and I have sat there how many times and looked through the catalog, right? They are probably one of the companies that have just kind of like the widest range, the amount of depth that company has when it comes to producing airsoft guns, like, you know. And if you're not that iffy about like trades and one-to-ones and stuff like that, like they make like everything, like you can do whatever you want with that company. So they have a lot of budget-friendly options, which a lot of the time you'll definitely hear me say, I've said it all the time, is that Combat Machine, you heard it here, is a really great entry platform for people to start. And then definitely in that category, you definitely have Lancer Tactical. You've got your SEMA AKs for the people that are trying to do something other than an M4. You know, there are options out there such as Vulcan's got a new line of guns as well. And I think they partnered with SRC. Yeah. Thank you.
Right now we're going through testing.
We are field testing some. Yes, we did get our hands on a couple of them, and we are field testing them. Yeah. And they're quite impressive, actually.
They're around a 400, 450 budget range.
And that was both styles of the M4.
Yeah, completely polymer. It's got some, you know, nifty tricks to it and whatnot. We're trying to go through the ringer with them to see they're an option to you know, sort of
promote and stuff like that, yeah,
to new players and whatnot, because won't lie, I'm having fun. It slaps, shoots 250 feet, so it's pretty cool
on twos. People doubt it. I know, I've gone out there too and just been like, ha ha ha, I shot you with a rental gun. So you know, and going from there, there's definitely, I feel like, the mid-range thing. So if this is a little piece of information for you, Logan, just because you were saying that you don't know these next platforms to look at and stuff like that. So, you know, I feel like once the player kind of gets into it and they're looking at what their next buys can be, a lot of names that get thrown around, and I always love to throw this around, was the Krytac name, because you know, I never had a bad time with my Krytacs. Like TAC,
okay,
we personally have three. I know I've gamed two, and you know, like I never had a bad time, other than the fact that I did have the LVOA full version, and TAC got really mad at me because I was using it as a walking stick, and you know, that's neither here nor there. But so, you know, what is it, you know, you got you know, because I think, what is it, Krytac guns are entering around 500 600.
Yeah, I was looking at them. I was looking at
exactly
the SPR. I think they're
perfect. There you go, right? Yeah, so you know, like that's kind of like that next level that you're looking at for, you know, after that mid-range kind of like setting,
right?
And then, you know, after that as well, you're looking, because I think VFC enters around there as well, TAC, right? Around like the 600,
depending on 700 range, you get and whatnot.
Is it, is it about, I know it's about 600, maybe 7.
You can get the fancier model of stuff that also comes with full trades and whatnot that can
reach
over 1,000. Like, for example, their new Mark 48 that they have coming out right now that you can pre-order from Trigger is, I believe, $2,200. Mm-hmm. So now, that's a budget machine gun from VFC budget.
Perfect. Budget. And then when you're scraping that surface too, I mean, like, you know, when we're talking beginning airsofters too, like most of the time when a lot of people ask me, it's I'm talking to you as an AEG. To get into the gas realm and everything like that, like Poi mentioned earlier, just like scraping the surface of that, like you're easily looking at $600 plus. You know, like you can enter in at that, you know, like kind of like sub 500 range with like a, with just the platform. But again, when it comes to accounting with like, hey, the 30 round mags, you know, and how many do you need to play competitively against these AEG players, these, the HPA guns and stuff like that, you know? So,
Okay. So, all right. Thank you, Matt. All right, yeah, moving we'll on now here.
There's a range there.
Will, are there benefits of having a budget gun? You have previously mentioned and you have said it a couple of times now that it motivates you to sort of do something else to your gun. So are there benefits of having a budget gun?
Yeah, I mean, you just mentioned one good one there. Some other ones that I would say are definitely that if you're not really inclined to climb up that sort of ladder of quality and price, your wallet's going to thank you a lot. And really, I mean, I think one of the bigger ones too is like, if you have a falling out with the hobby, say like, you know, it wasn't for you, or you play it for a while and you kind of realize, you know, I don't really want to do this anymore. You're not sending yourself back as much, because they don't really sell back one to one.
Yeah, I know.
Also, sorry guys, but I'm so sorry, but is it okay if I just quickly hit the bathroom real quick after my turn here?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll ask Logan some stuff.
We'll move on to Logan right here. Okay, so Logan, are there benefits of having a budget gun? Does having a budget gun humble you? Like, have you had experiences playing with someone else's more tuned up platform yet, or have you sort of like just dealt with the platform that you have?
No, I've only shot my friend's combat machine, but that's a inferior gun to my, so nothing really better. I think obviously you're going to save money, that's obvious. I think a second thing is you're not going to be afraid to kind of play, how should I word it, like get in the mud, get a little more into the firefight. If you have a super nice $1,000 gun, you're going to be like polishing it as you shoot, because you're terrified you're going to get a scratch on it or something, right? Yeah. If you got a $200 gun, it doesn't really matter, right? You can, like, big deal if you drop it in a pond and it's fried, it's $200. So I think you can just kind of be a little more reckless with it and worry less about damaging it than if you have a crazy gun and then you have to worry about, oh, did that tree branch scratch the very back of the nozzle where no one can see it, because that'll bring down the resale value $500.
No, that's character.
That's character.
I was like, that was so hyperbolic. Oh my god.
Okay.
That was perfect. Thank you.
Boy, are there benefits of having a budget gun?
So
does having a budget gun humble you?
I have,
as a person who owns many, many guns.
Budget guns. Yes, I have a few budget guns.
Not that many. Some of them
There are a few.
The one he likes using the most, Mac, is probably the most budget gun of budget guns.
Probably the Maple Armories is the one I like to use. It's not really budget, honestly, because it's the metal one.
Not the Wii Riz, right?
The Wii one I use a lot because that is my budget sort of.
Well, that's just your workhorse. I don't know how many times you've replaced
it. With all the, you're talking about the scratches. Yeah, it does add character.
It does.
It does. It makes it look so good with all the wear marks and everything. And it's still like, it adds a little bit of that aged. As far as budget guns goes, the reason I like using budget guns is because at the very beginning, we were talking about like, yeah, if you have your first airsoft gun, you also have a loaner gun for people. And for me, I introduce a lot of people to airsoft, and budget guns is basically what I hand out to them, right? I don't want to hand them, like, you know, a very expensive, I don't want to hand them my Wii, you know,
right.
I'll give them, like, a GNP, like, the gas blowback one, like the really old one. I think it's GMP.
Yeah, no, GMP had the old Western, and it was like
internal. So that one, I'll hand people, you know, the G&G. I'll hand people the budget.
The Blackout or the Marauder?
I think it's a Marauder. I believe that one is owned by... The cheaper one is owned by Airsoft Amigos, and they just leave their stuff there. So I don't mind that because it's already scratched up. Thanks to Matt. He just runs around with it. He treats it like crap, and it shows that it's actually really good because it still fires, even though... You know, he's been throwing it all over the place.
Didn't he throw it in the river?
Yes. Either way, that's the reason why I like to keep, like, the budget guns around, because of the fact that I do a lot of minigames. I do a lot of, a lot of gear sharing, right? I don't just use it on my own. You know, I'll send it to, like, my nephews or, like, you know, my friends or, like, my brother. You know, if he's got many broken guns, unfortunately, so I'll be like, hey, just use this. You know, reliable, cheap, and it just works. That's basically when I look at budget guns, I'll be like, okay, yeah, it works. It's easy to use. Just slap in a battery, slap in a magazine, and go out there and play. Right? It doesn't have to be all fancy. Like, I'm used to Dayton coming in with all the fancy guns and very technical guns, but what you don't see at the back end of the videos is, you know, what happened after, you know, a couple of games, and the gears will strip, you know, because it's high performance, it's harder to get parts replaced. You know, you got like radiant, like gas blowback stuff. They weren't tuned properly, or they weren't, you know, this and that. Like, they were, you know, it's just like you're getting performance guns, but you're not taking not care of it, but like it's not sort of like you're using it, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, it breaks, but you don't see that in the video, right? It's you kind of just. You're stuck with an expensive gun with very expensive repairs on it. That's why I would prefer budget guns, because, you know, I'll be like, oh, cool. Like the budget, like the $200, $300 gun I have broke. I'll go to TAC and be like, how much? And be like, oh yeah, it's this, and this issue. They're easily replaceable. Get this. I was like, oh yeah, spending less than $100 to repair it, right? Versus when you're having to replace performance gears, performance motors.
Or complete redo.
It's just hard to get sometimes. I'm sure you know, because I'm not a tech. I'll just go up to tech and be like, yeah, no, this is going to cost this much. It's expensive. Or something that's specific, a very niche gas blowback, let's say like a GHK, right? Oh, yeah, you broke this. It's going to be very expensive because you have to... it has to come from like Samoon or something, and then you have to replace the parts. And then not only that, gas blowbacks are very... They require a lot of manual sort of taking off, getting dirty, putting it back in. Yeah. So to answer your question, yeah, I like to keep them. I like to keep them around because I have friends that play, and sometimes they don't have airsoft guns, and, you know, cheap guns are better than expensive guns being handed out to them. And then if it breaks, then I'm not too overly like mad about it because they're cheap.
Boy, are you telling me I'm not allowed to get mad at my friends when they break my super expensive toys?
I mean, you gave them your super expensive toys to begin with.
True. True.
Okay. I'll be quiet. Okay. Alrighty. Let's see here. I'm going to throw this to you, Will. Do you play with your budget guns more than you play with your other guns?
I mean, not anymore.
Not anymore. Okay. All right.
I'm too in love with that C7 I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a good job,
he's
man.
He's peaking, guys. He's peaking.
Well, he's done a good job because, yeah, like, I mean, I remember when you first got that, you still had the full stock on there, right?
And that was actually a different C7.
Did you end up trading that out and then getting another one?
Someone on Craigslist was selling a C7 that already had the buffer tube and stuff done.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, yeah, I can do that and save some work. So I bought that one and then sold my previous one for like $50 less than what I bought it for. So I only spent like $50 for a buffer tube essentially and like installation. And then I got the light for it. It already, the previous guy had already painted the furniture. I got the sling. The one thing I do need to do is the stock. Mm-hmm. I'm planning to get a new stock for that. I think I know a site where I can get one, as well as new handguard for it. that will hopefully
talk about the smaller stock.
Yeah, he's looking for the car
stock.
Car 15 with the well, either way, if you get the butt pad or not, it doesn't matter. Is it rear wired or do you have it front wired?
It's
it's front wired.
Yeah. Okay, it's front wired. Okay, so you are lucky in that way.
Like wrapped around the whole handguard.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's good. So it's budget then for you, or is it? Is that
well? No, that's the one he's working on. That's the one he's working on.
No, that's not budget.
There you go. It's a project. It's a project gun.
He's put love into it.
Okay, so
TLC.
Okay, so he's playing with his.
I put a steel barrel in.
Oh,
that's like a MOSFET and Deans in there. It's
nice.
I wouldn't say it was budget. No, it's got like, I think I got a shim too. Actually,
it has love. It has love. Yeah.
All right. So, Logan, do you play with your MP5 more than your other guns?
Well, I don't have other guns. I have finger guns. I play with my MP5 a lot more than those. I have a rubber knife. Haven't used that too much. So yeah, I'll probably go with my. That's about it.
Have you ever rented before, or did you just have an experience of just coming in as a drop-in?
I'm trying to remember. I've tried out my friend's combat machine, which is I think you guys rent out combat machines too.
Yes.
I didn't play.
Was
with
that the one that you played with at the birthday party back then? Or
I honestly don't remember. It was like 6 or 7 years ago. It was a long time ago.
Honestly, if that was it, then that has been the standard since. Always has been. So yeah, that's the one that you used. So
okay. Yeah, but all if right. I think if I go through with it, and get a Crytek SPR. I think obviously for longer range maps, I would use that. And then for city, I would use my MP5. I think I would get, instead of just getting a better MP5, because obviously MP5s are awesome, just get something with a different role designed for something else, but not really great answer to the question.
At least the fact that you're thinking about that classification right there shows the justification. So
exactly, because like you have to put proper thought into it, right? Like and not everyone's going to be able to play with everything, right? Like Poi has a giant C-can, and eventually you just put it up on a wall and you appreciate it for what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
true.
There are guns you end up playing with a lot, and then there are guns that you barely play with. Now, for me, I'm more of a budget kind of guy. Obviously, I do have that, you know, a couple guns that are, you know, expensive and whatnot. But like at the end of the day, right, I will literally take whatever's off the wall just to go out and play a couple rounds with you guys just so that we can have some fun, because at the end of the day, it's airsoft and I'm running around in my Nikes and my Skechers doing slides and looking horrible as a peak renter. So hey, what's up, guys?
My first time I brought runners and then sprained my ankle. So then bought boots. That was strain.
Mm-hmm. As a disclaimer, I am not encouraging wearing Skechers.
No, very bad.
It's not Skechers.
It wasn't bad, but I learned my lesson from that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. A bit of a side tangent for me. Would you guys say get a secondary or save up for a second primary?
Are you finding it to a point where you have to switch to secondary?
I haven't yet. So,
So the only reason, it's a good question, and the only reason I would probably suggest for you to hold off on that is getting a secondary is going down a whole nother path. If you play video games and you got skill trees, secondary is right over here, okay? And you got four other branches going down off of that. I would say stick with primary and then just keep mastering what you got. And then
You have mid-caps, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just practice reloading that beast, because the more you practice, you know, you're empty, the faster you could feed that beast, you know, the faster you're online again to just basically go out there and play.
Yeah, yep. The only reason that you would even transition to a secondary, right, is because you'd have that option, like, because right. like you would primarily want to, like, and this is like from me talking to, you know, soldier friends and people who have been in those real life situations. Sure. Like video games have that, like, you know, like joke of the thing where it's like, oh, yeah. It's faster to switch to your second. Yes and no.
It's in only a, by a second.
Well, it's in a fight, you know, you want to get that bigger gun up, you know?
And, true. That is
and that
true.
That was from a JTF friend of mine, and he started laughing. Okay. When he's like, video games get it wrong. Poi and I were standing right there. That was the funniest conversation I've ever had.
Yeah.
Okay. He's all like, what? Pistol? Pistol? That's just on my hip. I don't give a shit about that.
It's for looks.
And I don't want to mention what he said about what he uses the secondary for, but let's just leave it at that. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. No, for definitely put some money away, decide on what you want to get. If you really, really want to get a secondary, go right ahead, right? There's nothing wrong
and
with
use
that.
It.
But
and use it.
Yeah.
You just have to understand that you gotta use it. Or else it's just an expensive paperweight win.
Yeah, or
which is 90% of the people.
Or it just flies out of your pocket and be like, oh, well, true. I've only had that for one game, and there goes the mag, and then there goes
the
pistol. Always get a hard holster, really like okay? Yeah. If you ever get a
yes,
second,
that is true.
Okay, so, Will, now, you're probably going to have a different answer to this, but if you were going to a milsim, are you going to be bringing your budget gun, or are you going to be bringing the gun that you're building right now? Or would you...
building right now.
Right? Okay, so would you wait till it's finished to take it to any kind of milsim, local or international, or would you take your budget gun?
I think it's at a point where I could take it, honestly. The most of the stuff I'm still working on it is like that cosmetic stuff, like the stock and the furniture. I think the bigger thing for me is still the exercise.
Okay. All right. Well, nothing wrong with that. Okay. Logan, have you thought about going to any kind of milsims at all? And if you have, are you going to be bringing that MP5?
Imagining I have the Crytek, I would bring that just because it's a longer range rifle. Yes, I would love to go to a milsim. I think from what I understand, you have to be 18 or have a parent or guardian, and I guarantee you they're not doing a milsim.
you never know, we're going camping, but
with airsoft guns.
Yeah. Okay. My dad hates camping, so
get the hotel.
That's true.
There are still resorts space left over, so if he's a glamper
Hiking with guns.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hiking with people trying to hunt you down.
Fun.
Really passively throw that out.
Does
there
he like golf? Does he golf?
He does golf. I do too.
The hotel is right beside the golf course.
Yeah. Son, see? Why are you bringing your airsoft gear? No reason.
No reason.
Boy, I'm going to throw this to you. If you were going to a milsim, right, with all your selection of guns that you have, are you more likely to take your budget build M4, or are you going to be taking one of your bee's knees M4s?
Depends on milsims require you to play certain roles or whatever you want to LARP with. Mm-hmm. It depends on what I'm going as faction. I'll pick, you know, East Bloc or NATO, right? M4 or AK. I have the selection for that because I have selection for that.
We've got the depth. Exactly.
Yeah. I got the depth for that, right? It's just a matter of trying to figure out what I need to, like, at this point in my, you know, airsoft, like, you know, hobby career, you know, I have enough to go out there and be like, okay, I could just take this because I'm playing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I was back then, you know, if I only had, like, my M4, like, Wii, I wouldn't take a gas blowback to a milsim, to be honest here. Because the technicalities of, you know, going up against someone with an AEG or, you know, I would take it only to a skirmish, like,
yeah,
you know, gas blowback to like a,
it's gotta be practical.
Yeah. Mm. It's to a skirmish game because, you know, at the end of the day, I don't have to worry about, you know, if it jams, whatever, I'll just put another magazine in. But in the milsim scenario, You know, if the gun breaks or whatever, then I have a broken gun. I can't rely on that. So, you know, I'm going to go for reliability when it comes to airsoft.
That's why you have the sidearm.
Buddy immersion, boy. Buddy immersion.
So yeah, I would go with an AEG. Yes, mm-hmm. I would go with my most reliable AEG. Mm-hmm. Not the best performing, I can tell you that, because I don't need the best performing, because a lot of the times in milsims, I'm gonna be honest here, I hardly fire like my airsoft gun. I'm, you know, either building like I'm either commanding a team, I'm building fortifications, I'm guarding corner of a map, you know, preventing people from coming through, and I don't really need the best gun for that. It's basically your communication, your eyes, you're communicating with other squads, you know, you're LARPing at that point, right? If you die, you die, LARP it out. That is the goal of a milsim. If it was a skirmish and it was like performance to performance, yeah, I'll take my best performing VFC, you know, the longest gun I have, the one that I was using this weekend. I could reach out further than a sniper rifle can, right? I'll take that, right? I don't need to. Yeah, I'll yell around because I like commanding people, but yeah, I don't need reliability at that point. I want performance at that point. So there's my scale of things. You know, milsim, I'll go for the most reliable one as long as it doesn't break, and it could fire, and I could, you know, still reach targets. No problem. I'll take that. Skirmish, and I know everybody's trying to, you know, like number games the performance. Yeah, I'll take my best performing one and use that. Or if I'm, you know, if it's a sunny day and it's really sunny and hot, yeah, gas all the way. Mm-hmm. So there's my sort of scale on things. It's different every time. Different.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. All right, Logan, there are so many choices for budget guns. You were asking lots of questions and you're trying to decide on your next platform. Yeah. How can you make your choice? What is going to influence your choice? Are you going to be doing some more research here, or are you ready to pull the trigger and get
or do you have something in mind already?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think number one, kind of the theme of the episode, finding a budget. My budget for my next rifle will probably be between $500 and $700. Mm-hmm. I know I want an AEG because I'm not smart enough to use a gas blowback.
You're smarter.
Yeah, it's just smarter.
That's another way to look at it. So I got those two criteria. So then I can just kind of look. I know Crytek has got really good reviews. I've heard they're the best out of the box. I don't know if that's true. But for now, that's what I'm probably looking at. An SPR, just something with a little more reach. Mm-hmm. I love the looks of the M4 because it's classic. It's an M4. Obviously, I'm open to any more suggestions. I'm going to do my own research, but just kind of finding the best.
Are you an AK guy?
No, I don't think so.
Never.
No.
And no East Block. Okay, that cuts it. That cuts it down.
Yeah, that cuts it by half. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Half. Yeah.
Okay.
But
it's down by a lot.
Yeah.
It's down by a lot. No Galils. No RKs.
Yeah. Okay. So I think just kind of knowing what you're looking for, a general style, a general budget.
So when you go to the unique guns, you get the price, and then sometimes the performance drops off, right? Or quality drops off. You just gotta be careful with those, right? ARs, tried and trusted, right?
And sometimes they're great. They are great guns. The niche ones, the special ones, the not very popular ones. They're underrated, but it just comes down to parts availability, you know, having maybe even someone that knows how to work on it, because again, Tack and I always make the joke and stuff, but it's like, you know, when it comes to airsoft mechanics, it's all like, yo, you want a Honda Civic to work? Like, yeah, we'll fix a M4, no problem. AK, yeah, you're in there too. All of a sudden you come in with some TM, like EBB,
version
something, you know, like special something, Tack's gonna turn you away. He's gonna be all like, you spent a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay, Will, there are so many choices for budget guns. Are you deciding on a new budget gun after this project that you're working on right now, or are you not considering a budget platform anymore?
No, my next gun is probably going to be either an AK-5C or like maybe a GHK AK-74.
Okay.
AK-5C.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go with favorite gun or Metro? One of the, you know.
Okay. Already, all right.
Wait for that MWS AK.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, the AKM?
Yeah. MWS AKM. That fits the Metro.
I want the No. It got to be 74.
74? Okay. All right.
Got to be
74.
Yeah, get the GHK.
You're going to have to wait for TM to release those then. Or just change the furniture.
No, I just got
bless you, my guy.
Oh, yeah. He does a lot. Some kind of gas blowback 74 for me.
Mm. Okay. That'd be cool.
You're specifically looking for gas at that point.
My reasoning is because you're in the Metro, your guns are terrible, they're going to jam, they're going to be finicky, why not recreate that? That's half of the fun. This point,
if you're okay with that, it's
at this point when I'm doing the Metro thing, it's basically LARPing. Might as well LARP the crappy gun.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's
I
awesome.
Like it.
That's awesome. All right. I like that idea. Yeah.
That's full immersion for you right there. Okay. That's it for the list of questions. I'm going to throw out a couple more questions here for all of us that are in this podcast. Okay. Poi, if you were to purchase your next platform, what is your budget?
Ooh. Not being handed down to me. What is...
Or are you even interested in purchasing anymore?
At this point, I got so many that I could just cycle through. But the only ones I don't have is the FAMAS. I'm a big fan of the FAMAS.
King Arms.
Yeah, I want a newer version of it for gas blowback. Actually, I want the G2 version, which can fit the.
You said FAMAS. I'm thinking Galil. Sorry.
Yeah. Galil. Yeah, maybe. I'm not really a big Galil fan, but the P90 one, I think that one's in my sight because A, it's available. B, it's been revamped. So for me, they say it's budget, but in its own category, yeah, because it's like one of three or two that's out there. So maybe I'll get the Crytek P90.
Okay. All right.
Because future gun, right? I mean,
yeah.
My channel was based on a P90. So, I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will, next gun that you are getting or gun that you may get, what is your budget?
500 to 700 ish dollars. That really depends on if I'm going for the AG or the gas blowback, or however much the silverback MBR is going to be.
Yes, if that ever comes up.
If, please.
I would say when, but when was before the pandemic.
Yeah. At this point, all I can do is hope. Can do is really hope.
Okay, Mac. I'm gonna say this to you.
I knew you were leaving me out of these questionnaires purposely for like the last like four questions. He's like, I already know what his answer is. I know what gun he's taking. Yeah, whatever.
What is your budget?
What's
your
my
next
budget?
Gun?
For my next gun.
Is it a see me kind of budget? As in like you see
$1
and you
million
spend.
Dollars.
Thank
or
you.
You actually
Thank
have
you.
A price range.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
That's a percent, not a number.
I don't want to tell you guys the price. I'll just tell you the gun. But I've already dead set my mind to getting the GHK L119. So goodbye, folks.
Okay, all right, guys.
Especially if you need to have a combat load, which is basically like 12 to 15 mags. So I'm just saying, like,
we're gonna have to bring back the chair, folks.
Tack, don't hate me. You know you want it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Logan. What are you thinking of for your next budget gun? Are you thinking of increasing that pool? Or are you going to be spending with what you already have planned right now?
Well, currently I have zero until the next paycheck.
Just get a couple more shifts, man. Get
some more hours. Living like an airsofter here.
Yeah, I'm honestly just a broken record at this point. The Crytek SPR, from what I've seen, reliable, solid. It's not anything crazy. Works. It's within my imaginary budget. Yeah, so I think that's probably what I'm going to go for next, because I was talking with Thrasher Tom from Discord, and he just said Grizz the MP5 is, you're just going to want something with a little more range, which makes complete sense. But yeah, that's probably what I'm going to go for next.
No, Tom, you're wrong. Yeah. Just use your legs to move up.
That's true.
Obi-Wan, I wrote, you just gotta use your legs to move up.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Move up 20 feet.
You find ways to utilize your tool. Mm-hmm. And that is
true.
Yeah.
Use that tree.
I probably won't get a new primary for at least a couple months just because I don't really need one. I'm just happy where I am now, especially with a noob. More skills is gonna help me exponentially more than a new gun at this point. I have to learn really just how to play airsoft, actually.
Skill masteries is the way to go when it comes
to airsoft. It'll be a while until I get something new. Yeah,
that's fine. But,
does the GNG MP5 require you to pull the charging handle back while you're reloading?
It does not, but I do it anyways because
when you get a BMC MP5 you still have to do that.
So for myself, probably if I were to be looking at purchasing something, I'm probably not going to be purchasing a gun right now because I actually have a couple shells that I can fit something into. So my budget,
some other stuff going on, Ty.
Budget range is probably going to be between, I'm not looking at getting anything brushless right now, just because everything's so expensive. If I was going with a brushless, it's probably going to be over $1,000, and that's not really something that I'm going to be wanting to be spending right now. So I'm thinking my next budget build is probably going to be somewhere around $300 to $500, probably lower end on the three part, just because I do have a motor already and whatnot. For me, my biggest advice for people who want to stretch the dollar and whatnot is to sort of just get handy with yourself, do some research, learn a couple things. Doing 5 minutes of research is literally going to save you $100 sometimes. You know, some of the questions I have to answer
or not,
things that I have to or not, you know. You guys, it's just a, you know, you just got to do a little bit of research and it's gonna save you. I'm not saying that I'm not happy to take you guys' money and whatnot. I totally am, and I will take it any day. But I also want you guys to be more aware, because sometimes you guys are making some really simple mistakes, and I would hate to see you guys, like, for instance, battery maintenance and all that other stuff, right? Like, that comes into a budget build, right? You don't want to be spending $40-$50 every week. Sometimes I'm seeing some of these people because you're not taking care of your batteries, right? That's not cheap, right? It's and batteries are not cheap. So that's something to consider, right? And to think about. So if people are curious sort of what I'm sort of, you know, shopping for, what I'm looking for, you can bug me in Discord and whatnot. I can kind of give you a list of what I'm looking at. Nothing fancy, because I'm just looking for something that works. I am now thinking about getting a MOSFET for my C7 because I am starting to burn through my batteries and I'm not liking it. So we'll go with that. Sorry, C7. What am I talking about? It's a C8. It's too short for that. Okay. Let's see here. I do not have anything else for questions. Do you guys have any questions?
I wanted to add to your battery portion when you're talking about it. So I would spend more on batteries, honestly. You know, when we're talking about budget, like, where do you want to focus your main budget on? Batteries. Why?
Your performance,
Because batteries tend to outlast some of your builds, tend to outlast some of your guns, and it's interchangeable with other platforms as well. It doesn't matter what gun it is. The batteries are going to be used, right, regardless. Spend more on the batteries and take good care of them. You know, if you can't afford that nice charger, whatever, like, get something in between, but try not to cheap out on the charger, because we're talking about battery chemistry here, and it's crucial that you take care of this. And, you know, like I said, the batteries will outlast some of that budget guns that you're talking about, and sometimes it'll outlast all that project guns, and you move on to a new one, and then you still have the battery with you, depending on what battery you get. I would say that is what I would focus my budget on, because batteries is That's what drives our system.
Right. Right. Okay.
I'm actually going to buy a new battery. Two reasons. Number one, new battery is great, as Poi just said. Number two, I just literally can't get the existing nunchuck batteries into the front port.
Battery spacing can be an
issue.
Oh
god, it's terrible. So I just bought a PEC box and we'll just wire it from there. So I'm gonna get I know really nothing about airsoft batteries. I'm looking at a Titan lithium ion 11.1 volt battery.
My only comment is if you're lazy, yay.
Yep, go
lithium
for it.
Ion, I'm not responsible enough to use a LiPo, so
All right. For a question for all you guys, any of you guys can answer this. If you guys were to pick a new budget gun and you have a budget gun, what would be the first upgrade you do to it to give it better performance? Let's see here. I'm gonna shoot this to Will.
I think I'd flat hop it.
Okay, so you would do hop up mods. Okay. All right.
Do you do your own mods?
I flat hop my C7 myself.
Okay.
I flat hop my previous C7. I flat hop the C7 I have right now. It's trying to get that scale up so that I can be a little more independent, saving money for tech work.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
Probably also get a new barrel, like a PDI or Prometheus steel barrel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
all right. Spending a little money there, but yeah, always good purchase. Okay. Mackie, what would be the first upgrade that you would do? And you cannot use my name and say handing it to TAC.
That's not what I was going to say. That would be step two. First is to buy parts. No, but in all seriousness, if I'm running a budget gun, and some of the things I want to do is get more out of the gun or the platform, there are a few things to think of, obviously, right off the bat. So it'll depend on play style, but for me, I really like to get up close and personal. So, if you're dealing with a budget gun, most of the time your effective range is going to kind of cap out at about 150 to 200 feet at the maximum of that. And if you could increase that, so Will said it already with like the hop up modifications being one of like kind of an essential, if you do something to your barrel, if you're able to sling heavier BBs further, straighter, that's good. But one of the things that I do like and look at and will consider even before that is something to do with if you're running a simple gun and you're running it off the nickel metal, like the NICAD batteries, right? And if you make that switch to the LiPo, whether you're running a fuse system or you've got a dedicated MOSFET in there and everything like that, trigger response, sometimes that can make or break being able to shoot the gun, being able to actually pull that trigger, fire right when that guy peaked, and relying on your gun firing at the FPS that it is being able to hit that target. So definitely TAC, I'm looking at either hop up modifications for range, or I'm looking at kind of like overall performance, because I'm definitely not the type to open the gearbox before it breaks, but anything I can do to make the gearbox perform better before, because the stock ratios in there are not bad, but giving a LiPo, an 11.1 LiPo in there can give it just a little bit of extra juice. And sometimes people can hear it, when you plug in a 9.6 versus when you plug in an 11.1, it's like, there's noticeably different sound there.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Logan, for your next sort of like, cause are you going to keep that budget gun, that first gun that you have, like stock? Are you going to leave it like as is, or are you going to be looking to get any kind of upgrades for it?
Well, I know I'm getting a new battery. That's 100%. I honestly don't know enough about airsoft guns to know what or what not to upgrade. Mm-hmm. I've been looking at a tight bore barrel. I heard that improves accuracy. That's all I know. Flat hops, I know what they are. I don't really know
YouTube algorithm on type bore being more accurate. Not possible, okay. But it's okay.
See, this is the advice I need. I need someone who knows what they're doing to.
Well, those are just some of the cheap sort of sales gimmicks that some people that
gotcha.
Like so no type better war. A type war is not bad, but getting a steel barrel that is more consistent will give you better accuracy. When it comes to airsoft, it comes to consistency, FPS consistency, right. And the BB travel consistency. After that, you can be accurate.
I see. Okay. And then the second thing was a flat hop. I really just don't know if
that goes back down to consistency. Yep. Once you give yourself a nice flat trajectory and the same pattern and path each time, then you can start being more accurate. You can start, you know, aiming off to the side a little bit. You know exactly where your BBs are going and whatnot.
Yeah.
When your BBs start flying all over the place, I don't know what you're aiming at. You don't know what you're aiming at.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You're telling people to call their hits when you're missing left, right, and center.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Answer to that would just be I don't know enough.
Okay, well, hey, that's all right.
You're learning.
Hey guys, to our listeners out there, we are pretty much coming to a close on our podcast. For anyone right now in our live Discord channel, if you guys have any questions or would like to share anything right now about budget builds, you're more than welcome to leave your questions down there. For everyone else, I'm just going to just say I'd like to thank Logan and Will for joining us, giving us two different perspectives on budget builds, one from a very, very new player and from a, I would say, semi-experienced player, right? He's not absolutely a super big veteran like Poi, and he's not like Mac, but he has played Airsoft and he has made purchases. So it's only going to snowball from here. So I would like to personally thank both of you guys for coming on and answering and taking time out of your day for this. In the meantime here, I'm just going to take a quick look through our live text box to see if anyone has had anything to say. Absolutely nothing. I love and hate you guys. What are you guys doing here other than just freeloading? I'm kidding. I love you guys. with that said,
we're just toilet distractions.
Okay. All right. Now you're giving me most expensive builds. I feel like this is going to turn into a ridiculous episode.
That's another podcast on its own.
Another podcast.
Tack, it's really easy. Just tell them how expensive your C8 is and my C8. How much it is.
No.
Just buy a GBLS. Come on.
with that almost said, guys, I love you guys in the community. We're going to stop with the live text box here, and we're going to start closing up the podcast. all right, guys. Well, that's been episode 79 of What Is Your Budget Build? This is probably a topic that we're going to go back into, maybe get some more community members, maybe get these two back at a later date when they're a little more experienced, and talk a little bit more about what kind of mistakes or non-mistakes that they have made.
The trials and tribulations of theirs.
Yeah. With that said, I would like to thank Poi, Mac, Will, and Logan for joining us on this episode. And
thank you.
If you guys liked what you see here, don't forget to hit that like button and also smash that subscribe button so you can see more content here. And if you want to see us every week, hit that notification bell so you can get notified exactly when the videos premiere. With that said, guys, we'll see you on the next one. Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Bye, guys.
See you, guys. Have a good night.